We're good? Hey, how you doing? It's me, Sam Martin, over here at the Prescott E-News office / studios, hanging out with the here we go, the interim executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. And she's laughing because I told her I was going to mess it up so she can make fun of me. But anyways, Nicole Kennedy. How you doing?
Good, San Martin. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Prescott E-News.
Yeah, most definitely. And today we are talking about something that is supposed to be like a wow moment. Now, this wow moment has to deal with the playground that's being built in just one day. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this huge thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited. So part of our campaign, we've been going through a capital campaign now for a little over a year now, working on addressing the wait list at both the Prescott and Prescott Valley clubs. And at the Prescott Club in particular, we wanted to grow the outdoor space because right now we only have a basketball court. So the playground was something that we were hoping to be able to add to be able to serve more kids and address the wait list. And so we wrote a grant to Fiesta Bowl Charities, and they so generously awarded us with a grant for a playground.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So let's go over it. Let's talk about the Fiesta Bowl and this grant that you applied for. It covers the cost of the whole playground being put together?
Pretty much, yeah. So they have a pretty neat model. They contract with another company called Kaboom. They're actually a nonprofit, a national nonprofit model, and all they do is build playgrounds. That's their expertise. And so logistically, they have all the people around the entire country to build a playground wherever you need one built. And so they are working with us to logistically bring together a volunteer core, and this is part Fiesta Bowl people and then part Prescott neighbors. That's what we'd like to ask for help today, just to come together, and in one day they go from ground to finished playground. So
that is intense. Yeah. I mean, like, seriously, that's intense. If you ever remember those shows on TV where it was build your home in 1 week or remodel it or whatever, this is kind of exciting. This is literally going to happen.
Yeah.
So is there an estimated time? So it's literally, you start at what time is the whole thing going to start?
So it starts in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, volunteers are arriving, and then we'll have a little opening ceremony, if you will, at 8:30, and then we hit the ground running. So then the plan is by 3:30, we're supposed to have a ribbon cutting.
That is intense.
It is.
That is so intense. So, okay, so this is pretty amazing. And this is going up by the spot up in Prescott, right?
That's right.
What is the address there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the club's address in Prescott is 335 East Aubrey Street. It's the corner of Aubrey and Alarcon.
Okay. So when I was reading, I think it was the press release that you released, you are wanting and it's able to be open to the public, right? Or is it just for kids that are in the club?
So, yeah, the members are going to be using it definitely. But then also it is a gift to the community. So we're actually gifting it back to the city in the sense of they'll help with maintaining the facilities. And then also it's an opportunity for anybody in the community to bring their families to come take advantage.
That is awesome. So what are you putting into this? Have you seen the plans or the layout
yes.
of it?
Yes.
What's going to be involved in it?
It's really exciting. Maybe we can put a visual up there later to show the layout, but it started with a design day. And so design day was a combination of Kaboom and Fiesta Bowl coming out and sending representatives to help garner ideas for what the playground should look like. And so it included getting input from adults in the community, different community leaders weighing in on what they thought Prescott could use, and then all the way to the kids. And that was the really fun part because they all got to draw their dream playground.
Nice. I was going to say, why would you invite adults into this? I mean, like, that is intense. I'd be like, yeah, don't use that. Don't use that because that might hurt somebody. And I mean, all that stuff. And to be honest, I'm going to go a little bit off of a subject because it's kind of crazy. In the Netherlands, I think it is, they actually have a kindergarten where they allow the children to go out there and just play, go do their thing without any little, like, you know, hey, none of that. And during this documentary or whatever it was, these kids were climbing the trees kids were running around with axes, kids were running around with knives, and kids were sharpening, you know, stakes so they could go ahead and, you know, maybe stab some fish or something. But it was pretty intense. And I kind of get a visual like this, like how big and how awesome is this playground going to be? Like square footage, do you know?
The dreams of the kids were really cool because they had everything from like a shark tank, you know, like a pit of sharks that they wanted to play in, and they all wanted a zip line. So that's happening. The zip line is the hot commodity, apparently.
A zip line?
Yeah.
Say what?
It's a kid zip line. It's not what? Like one that you'd go and do in Costa Rica, but but for the kids, they love it.
Prescott Council, do you hear that? We need you to put a zip line starting from the Boys and Girls Club all the way to downtown Prescott.
That could happen. I mean, we do have a hill.
You have the ability to do a lot in Prescott. I mean, holy cow. You're able to like say, hey, we want this, and all of a sudden it's done. I think the community is 100% behind the Boys and Girls Club, that's for sure. We had a question come in from online, and they were wanting to know what is going to be on the ground as far as like the playground, like sand or wood chips or...
Yeah, they have a composite wood chip that'll be the soft surface on the ground. There's going to be a couple of slides. There's the really big swing that's kind of fun now that adults can get on, kids can get on, their groups of people can get on together. It's also handicapped accessible, so it's a nice extra component.
Oh, you know what? I just thought of it in my head. The playground that's out there on, what's that park out there off of Commerce?
Kayla's?
Yeah, Kayla's okay. Park, yeah. That park. Is it going to be something like near that?
It'll be similar, yeah. It's a good size. It takes up, if you're familiar with the Boys and Girls Club, that we have a parking lot right across the alley there from the clubs that we utilize. And so the middle section of that parking lot was cut up. So it's a good size. And again, we can share that layout so that your viewers can see exactly what it's going to look like.
That's so exciting. I can see you out there on that zip line because you can actually utilize the zip line. I mean, that it is, you know, big enough and strong enough to, you know, hold, you know, a full grown person.
Hopefully it can hold me at a I didn't check the weight restrictions on it.
No, I really believe that. I went to the Kayla's playground over there, and I'm still like lost with Pioneer Park, right? Yeah,
yes.
Pioneer Park, and yeah, that thing was so innovative where they had the swings, they had the teeter totters for the whole family, they had a big swing where like four or five people could lay on. I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah.
So that is awesome.
It'll be nice.
Now, when you go to apply for stuff like this for the Boys and Girls Club, I mean, what do you look for? I mean, obviously talk to the children and say, hey, what do you guys want here?
Or we do. And it's nice because it was already their model as well. We shared that same ideal of involving the kids whenever we can, because they have the ideas of what they want, what's going to keep them engaged and excited to be there.
Yeah. And today's children, I mean, even in mine, I'm just like, my attention span is only really limited, so it's really hard for me to pay attention. So let alone children, you know, how do you keep them captivated?
Just on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of programs. So that's the fun thing, is it's always changing. It's very dynamic. And we have, even from one recent example this past year, we had a volunteer, a gentleman came in and said, you know, I've got this huge coin collection. My kids don't want it. I don't really want to sell it because it meant something to him. He's been collecting it his whole life. And what do you guys think? You know, could you use it? Like, well, let's see, you know. So we started a coin club. And he brought in, you know, big bags of pennies and the little penny books. And when it's a club situation, it's the kids that want to participate. And so they're saying, I want to be a part of this coin club. So they checked it out. They're so engaged. They love it. And they don't want to miss a Wednesday because that's when coin club is. And so it's things like that, you know, bringing the community together to be part of it, to make it even more enriching for the kids. But we have a plethora of things, you know, from an hour of active play every day. They have, of course, their homework time, which is important too. Parents appreciate that we have the dedicated time for power hour. But literally anything and everything you could think of, gardening club, mountain biking.
How many children do you have in the local Boys and Girls Club?
We serve, on average, it's a daily fluctuation, but about 180 to 190 kids per day between Prescott and Prescott Valley. And then we have the teen center in Chino Valley, and then the multimedia program in combination with Prescott High School.
And is there a cap on how many children are you allowed to, you know, help out in each location?
Yeah, it's really, it's a matter of space accommodation. And so that's why we've been adding on to Prescott Valley and Prescott as well. So Prescott Valley is wrapping up. That is the Fain Family Branch. That'll be hopefully about end of April, we should be ready to open up that other side. And so that's a full size, regulation size basketball court. The Northern Arizona Suns will be practicing there during the off times of the club. And then again, it'll be a community asset too for the members of Prescott Valley. So not just the kids are, you know, first when we're during our hours, but then after hours, intramural sports, you know, different kinds of people can come in and take advantage of that space.
And do you have any intentions on growing this capacity and during the future?
Well, that we are growing. I mean, so that the court, the basketball court, and then in Prescott, when we're finished with the remodel and expansion in Prescott, will allow us to serve about 50% more kids when that's all said and done. So that will definitely be a big help.
That is awesome. So, you know, being a huge part of the community, one of the biggest things that is coming up is Dancing for the Stars.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about this. And do you have any extra tickets?
We do have matinee tickets still, yes.
I'm just kidding. But anyways, let's talk about this. I mean, this has turned out to be a very, very huge event with a huge fundraising thing that's going on. And I see everybody that's dancing for the stars, or with the star, for the stars, right?
Yes.
They're campaigning huge. And you have some pretty cool people. I don't know if you know all of them on the top of your head, but let's talk about some of your exciting dancers.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're all working so hard. It's by nature, it becomes pretty competitive. You know, they all want to make the most money for the kids. And so it's grown now in the third year. We're bringing in about a quarter of our annual budget. So that's huge. They're literally helping us keep our doors open to serve all these kids. And it's a big deal.
So who's in the lead right now, the most money made?
You know, it's been really neck and neck. We should pull up the website and look. Ken Mabrek was in the lead, and then I think Veronica Phillips is kind of nudging close to him. I don't know if we can take a look real quick.
Maybe we can. Lynn, if you're back there, can you go ahead and hook us up with a number count of who is making the most money for the Dancing for the Stars?
DancingForTheStars.net.
DancingForTheStars.net. She has a delay, so she won't be able to hear it till later.
Okay.
Can you look? DancingForTheStars.net. So, okay, so with this being said, what is happening on this? Let's go back to the playground. I'm sorry for moving forward and backwards, because we need to obviously tap on what we first came in here to talk about. What date is it going to be?
So the build day is March 23rd.
March 23rd?
Saturday.
That's this week, this month.
It's coming up next Saturday.
Okay, and you're looking, do you need help?
We could still use a few more volunteers, definitely. Okay. We've got a good group coming out, but we can always use a few more hands on deck. And even if you just want to come and see the action, you're welcome to come and stand and watch.
Do a time-lapse video of the playground getting erected in one day. Like the ground, the floor, the actual, do you call them toys? Or do you call them
equipment?
Playground equipment?
Yeah.
Apparatus.
the apparatuses. So this is all going to be erected in one day. How many volunteers do you have right now, as of right now? I mean, to go ahead and put this stuff together. Do you know?
So combined with Fiesta Bowl and us, it's going to be about 150 people that will be out there.
That does work out.
Yeah. That's.
Hold on. We're going to get these numbers. Holy moly, look at these guys rocking. Is this in order?
No, it actually randomly refreshes to a different order each time.
Okay, so let's see. Here. You go through this. You probably know it better than I do.
Sure.
Okay, guys, we're going to get these numbers in here to see what people are doing to go ahead and help our children.
Okay, so Ken Mabrek's at 57,700. He's definitely up there. We've got a lot, though, that are in the 40,000s. Judd Simmons is in 40,000 range. Barry Barb. Let's see. Laura Markey is at almost 45,000. Veronica Phillips is at 44,000. And yeah, but I mean, everybody's doing amazing. So those are some real heavy hitters there.
I know. These guys are out of control. And these people are really a part of what community is all about. I mean, because the people that are on here, you know, they have some really huge prominent businesses here, and for them to take time out of their lives to go ahead and help the children is very, very awesome. I mean, you know, in all of my days in Prescott, Arizona, we my sister was a part of one of these clubs. I don't know if it was the other one or this one. Sometimes I get it mixed up. But you know, to have those type of people come in and do something for, you know, people like my sister was really awesome, and it was a huge impact till this day. Even though I wasn't a part of that group or that organization, my sister was, and I can still remember their names, and that's huge, you know. So these people, I'm not saying they're opposites, but people that like to take time and go out of their way to help out, you know, is it's a big deal. It really does an impact. So what you're doing for this community and what your position is and helping out is a very big deal. So having this playground being erected is going to be one of the, you know, one of the cool things. And I also read that there's nothing like it, like in the downtown area, right?
Well, other than Granite Creek Park, there's really not a lot of parks in the downtown area. So it'll be great for all the people that live close by to take advantage.
Yeah, that's awesome. So square footage, how big is it?
I'd have to look. I want to say it's like a 40 by 60, but I'm terrible with dimensions, so that might be false.
That works out. I mean, in most cases, it really doesn't matter how big it is. It's what you guys actually put into it, and that is, you know, that's huge. So what day is it?
So Saturday, March 23rd. And if people want to sign up still to volunteer, you're welcome to call into the office. That'll be the easiest way. We can also share the link on your website, but our number is 776-8686.
And to ask for you, or do you have somebody that is in charge of this?
You can just call in and say, you know, I want to volunteer, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right. So if you guys hear this online, you know, get on the phone, start calling and ask if you could be a part of it. They're looking for some more people to help out during this. And then give us the date for the Dancing for the Stars.
Yes, Dancing for the Stars is Saturday, April 13th.
And is there tickets available?
Yes, we have two shows. The night show tends to go real quick. In fact, we didn't even get to advertise it this year because sponsors kind of ate up the tickets. But it's a good thing. So the matinee show is the identical same show to the evening show, same judges, same everything. So you're really not missing out by coming in the afternoon. And then the tickets are even cheaper because it is just the show. So they're $50 for matinee, and you can get those on the website too at dancingforthestars.net.
And is there anything that you would like for our community to know about? Anything special? Any hidden talents?
Any hidden talents? Well, I want to know about your hidden talents.
I don't have any. I got the gift of gab. I got the gift of gab. That's what I've been blessed with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else.
You know, I would say one thing I'm really excited about this year that we're starting is a programs committee. And so it's like we were talking about earlier, it's the people in the community that have talents that they can contribute to making our programs even more exciting and interesting for the kids. And so that's something that's going to happen this year. And I think it'll be really a great thing.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that idea. What's the age limits? Or I mean, not the age limits for the people coming in, but your age limits and the children.
Oh, so the kids that we serve in Prescott and Prescott Valley, we serve ages 6 through middle school. And then in Chino Valley, it's middle school through high school. And then, of course, in Prescott High, it's the high school kids.
That is awesome. So I definitely want to bring you in for that other program that you have going on, because it can help. And you know what, having mentors come in and do something. I mean, I've seen something online about how they're doing, bringing a bunch of contractors in and having a bunch of high school students come in and be a part of something like that. And it seemed like it was a very huge success. So,
oh, YCCA,
Yeah,
that was, I heard a lot of great things about that.
Yeah, I was reading about a bunch of stuff on that. I just didn't know who was actually putting the program on, so that's why I didn't say their name.
Yeah, no, it's great.
What's their name? Rose?
YCCA, Yavapai County Contractor.
Oh, the redheaded lady.
Oh, Sandy Griffiths.
Sandy. I seen her in the alley. She goes, "Hey, what are you doing in the alley?" I was like, "Hey, what are you doing in the alley?" It was right behind our studios. I'm like, you know, just hanging out. It was so early in the morning. It was like awkward moment. I was like, Well, you know, I don't know.
As long as you weren't wearing like a dark hoodie and yeah. see your face, I'm sure it was okay, right?
You know, life goes on if it was. I was probably cold that day. But anyways, it's a pleasure to have you on. Anytime
Thank you.
That you want to come in and express anything, well, we have the ability to help out in ways that, you know, you help out the children. So, yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for
so much.
Being a part of it. So give it one more last time on how to go ahead and reach you, where to find you, or not in general find you, but your organization.
Definitely. So you can call us at the office at 776-8686. And again, if you're looking for Dancing for the Stars tickets, that's dancingforthestars.net.
Awesome. And then what is the website for your...
For the Boys and Girls Club? It's kind of a mouthful, but it's BG for Boys and Girls, CC, like cats, AZ for Arizona.org.
Okay, dokie. And you guys will find all of that information on the website. Lynn LeMaster, the editor-in-chief, actually wrote an article on it, so you guys can find that there at PrescottEnews.com.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.